Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for the Day with Ray. Before we begin today's lesson, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you and your Word excited about what you would teach us today. I pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you would teach us your truth about you and your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jonah's Plea for the Lord to Take His Life, and it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 3. When Jonah knew the Lord spared his determined destruction upon the city of Nineveh, Jonah was displeased exceedingly and was very angry. He prayed to the Lord and complained that this was his saying when he was in his own country, because he knew the Lord was a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and would repent of the evil he planned for them. In chapter 4 and verse 3 of this prophecy, Jonah begged the Lord to take his life from him, where we read, "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." The verse begins, "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech you, my life from me." The author began with the words "therefore now," or "because of," "on account of," and "this being true, at this time, O Lord," which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and is the proper name for the one true God, "take," or "fetch, lay hold of, seize, receive, acquire, bring, and snatch away, I beseech you," which means Jonah begging, appealing, and asking intensively, "my life," or Jonah's soul, self, creature, person, appetite, mind, living, desire, emotion, and passion from me, which refers to Jonah. Jonah's desire was for God to strip him of his life or kill him because God altered his plan for Nineveh. The verse goes on to say, "For it is better for me to die than to live." The author continued, "For it is better," or "it is good, pleasant, agreeable, excellent, appropriate, rich, and valuable in estimation for me," which refers to Jonah, "to die," which means be without life, sleep, be put to death or ruin, "than to live," or be alive, flowing, fresh, active, and revived. Because Jonah knew his words would not come to pass, he felt it was better for him to be dead than to live. When we consider the words in this verse, we see the depth of the devastation and depression Jonah felt. He despaired of life itself and desired for God to kill him. We might think that he would appreciate the grace of God, but he did not. He desired for Nineveh to be destroyed. And when the Lord spared the people who lived there, he felt like life was not worth living. Jonah easily forgot the grace that was extended to him while he was in the great fish. And in the same manner, we may be prone to forget the grace and mercy of the Lord toward us when he does not bring judgment upon others who have harmed us. Jesus Christ wants us to have a relationship with him. And he died on the cross to demonstrate the extent of his available grace. May we learn from Jesus' example. And when judgment does not come upon others as we may desire, let us follow our representative, Jesus, and learn to forgive. Next time, we see the Lord's answer to Jonah. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,